it's a very tragic incident that has happened. Sudden cardiac arrest is the number one cause of sudden death in young adults under the age of 35. And I think that anybody who wants to begin jogging or even consider a marathon, do consult with a doctor to make sure they don't have a family history of heart disease, or have they ever had a history of fainting spells. I mean, a fit person can actually develop a virus that can attack the heart muscle, and so he may not have had any past history of heart problems, but he could have acquired a virus, or he may not have been aware that he had a structural abnormality, in which case an echocardiogram or an exercise stress test to make sure that he didn't have any underlying arrhythmia, abnormal arrhythmia.
So someone presents themselves at a surgery later today, doctor, and says, I want to run a marathon or I want to take up drugs. What tests would be run on him or her?
Well, the first thing would be to ask whether they have any history of asthma, diabetes, heart disease, blood pressure problems, any family history of sudden death. And if they don't have any of that and their blood pressure is normal and the weight's normal and everything, then they don't really need any tests. But if there's any indication that they could have anything wrong, then we'd start off with an ECG, progress to an exercise stress test, because that's when you put the heart under strain. And a lot of people train early in the morning when it's very cold, and that puts additional strain on the heart and reduces the blood flow to the heart. So because we are aware that it's the heart that's the problem when people die suddenly during a marathon, that people who are considering running a marathon, take it easy, warm up, do warm-up exercises before they put that pressure on the heart early in the morning.